Do you have a product or business that you want to advertise on the Real Ass Podcast or other Gas Digital podcasts? Well, right now, go to theadside.com and click on the advertisers button for more information.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Let's fucking go, bitches. It's Friday. I'm in Puerto Rico. This is the pre-tape. But we're still going to have a ton of fun. Sorry, Racist Live Chat. I can't incorporate you into the show. But you know what? I'm probably in the Racist Live Chat right now. I always like to join. So, yeah. Say hi to me. I'm saying hi to everyone right now. Hello. Say hi to myself. Hi, Lewis. Hi, Lewis. I'm talking to myself right now. You're pretty cool. No, you're pretty cool. No, you're pretty cool.
What? James is drowning.
Oh, no. Welcome to the show. As always, my co-host, my cohort, my partner in crime, the international superstar, Zach Amico's here.
Hey, pal. I hope you're having a great time on vacation right now.
Dude, to be honest with you, I'm having a blast.
I hope the whole family's having a really good time.
I mean, my niece was kidnapped last night, but, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, you're going to get the most for her. That makes sense.
That is true. We have two incredible guests celebrating Black History on this Friday as we are closing out Black History Month very soon. We have from the No Need for Apologies podcast right here on the Gas Digital Network, Dave Temple.
Hey, what's up? What's up? What's up?
What's up, kid?
Yay. Thanks for having me.
And from two Jack Bros and from Stoner Dads, you guys know him and love him, Sidney Gant is back on the show.
What is up? Happy to be here.
What's up, doggy?
Chilling, man. How you been?
Chilling, man.
Yeah. Feel like it's been a while.
It's been a little bit. Yeah, dude. I don't know. Been fucking working, traveling, fucking getting out there on the road. Just trying to fucking be the best version of myself.
That's good. That's good to hear.
Hell yeah. What you guys been up to? It was Valentine's Day this week. You guys do anything fun with your ladies for Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I went to one of them Korean barbecue spots down in Tribeca. It was dope.
Okay, sick.
Yeah.
Forgot to get her anything and begged her for sex last night. So. Everybody's different, right?
That's true. I'm still. Should I talk about this on the show, Shannon?
Well, it because it's Friday, so maybe she'll be with you and she won't hear this.
She'll probably hear it anyway. I'm debating. So I'm bringing my chick. We're recording this on Wednesday. Bringing my chick to a nice dinner tonight. Fucking expensive, nice restaurant. Got her 24 roses delivered to her house. They were fucking expensive as fuck, okay? Mm-hmm. Bringing her on my family vacation to Puerto Rico. She's fucking, you know, there's a lot going on. So I was like, all right, I think that's enough for Valentine's Day. I'm not like a dork. Like, I don't need like, you know, it's just Valentine's Day. Who gives a shit? I'm romantic every night, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, that should be enough. I'll get her some flowers, bring her to dinner. But then she showed up at my house today with a fucking bag for a gift, an actual physical gift to give me. So now I was like, do I need to give her a physical gift now? Because I wasn't going to give her a physical gift. I was just doing these things. But now I feel like I'm showing up empty-handed, and I'm going to feel like a fucking jerk-off.
What did she get you?
I don't know. I haven't opened it yet.
Yeah. Nah, you don't have to do anything. Because then you being, it's not genuine. You're just trying to satisfy that thing in you that makes you think.
Well, I am genuine. I want to give her.
What I'm saying is, you're giving the way you give. Like, you did the dinner. You're doing all of this stuff. That's you.
I can't listen to Temple's advice. Yeah, Temple's
why not?
Temple's like, you know what, baby? I'm gonna pay child support this month. Yeah. that's not whatever your version of generosity is doesn't actually fucking
I'm trying
count.
To tell all, you, all as of, long as it's of, authentic, what you would do, the toy, whatever you were gonna
do. All of Dave's relationship advice comes from the book of Fuck That Hoe.
Yeah.
You can't listen to anything he says.
You need to fucking.
Why do you guys think
Chapter
I'm like
one,
this?
How to fuck that hoe. Chapter two. Man, fuck that hoe.
I don't think you guys know me.
And then chapter three, fuck that hoe.
No. Okay, chapter one is how to fuck that hoe. Chapter two is fuck that hoe.
I like the fifth chapter when she's keying his car. Fuck that hoe.
Yeah, dude. So I don't know. I mean, you're probably right. I probably don't need to. But then I called Shannon. I was like, Shannon, do I need to come up with a physical fucking gift right now? Because the other, it's like, I'm also like, it feels like a Hallmark holiday. It doesn't feel like a real thing. It just feels kind of forced, like in general. And I do the flowers thing and the dinner thing because, to be honest with you, I do that anyway. I've gotten her flowers, you know, probably three times since we've been dating. Just like randomly, flowers will show up. Or on her birthday, I got her flowers. You know, that's just, I try to be romantic at all times, you know? So I feel like it doesn't need to be forced.
Yeah, I mean, bitches love forced gifts, though.
Yeah, they do.
They prefer for you to give them gifts under duress. So if you're just like trying to do it out of the kindness of your heart, they won't even remember that.
They don't really
that.
Give a shit.
Yeah.
I think that you should be more worried, not that she got you a gift. You should be more worried if she mentioned like, oh, my friend got a gift.
Word.
Yeah, I mean,
because that is her saying she wants a gift. Her giving you a gift is not her saying she wants a
Dougie,
gift.
Dougie, we'll just go to the mall and we'll go lingerie shopping. I don't need to go buy her lingerie. You know what I'm saying? Like, but
yeah,
That's also fun for me, though, because I get to watch her try on lingerie in the fucking dressing room, try to fucking fuck around. She fights me off. It's hot. It's one of the fucking hottest things in the world. But
you realize it's not her. But, you didn't take her.
I peek my head underneath the dressing room next door.
Yeah, it's a Forever 21.
I'm sorry. Are these your unlicked toes? My bad.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't know what should. But then the other thing is, I have a very limited time. If I'm gonna get her a gift, I'm gonna have to send young Dylan out right now.
See what I'm saying?
To go get a fucking gift.
It becomes so disingenuous.
Ugh.
Listen to Dave.
You're at a disadvantage because you don't know what she got you. It could be something silly.
No, it probably is something silly. She's a girl. She doesn't fucking know but better.
Yeah, cowboy hat.
Yeah, it's some, you know, whatever. It doesn't even matter. It's the thought that counts. And I think I'm very thoughtful as it is. And I'm being very thoughtful.
I think you're spending a lot of money. You're taking her on a family vacation, which is essentially you saying you're part of my family.
And I'm taking her over. The dinner tonight will be really, really nice. It's fucking.
Yes. Did you bid on the reservation?
No, I ended up giving that one away because I had to go do Tucker Carlson last night. So I ended up not going out last night. We ended up just getting a reservation for tonight at a different place. So,
what kind of place you taking it to?
It's a place called Course. It's on West something or other, like 16th or 17th Street. It's
sounds like small portions.
Small portions, yeah. Fine dining, seafood. They pair like a different wine with every course. Yeah. It's a dope spot.
Dude, last week I took my wife to this.
A course is the name of the place Sidney gets his hair done at. Sorry, I was trying to piece it together.
Yes. Damn it, Zach. Damn it, Zach. Oh, yeah, I took my wife to the Applebee's.
Okay, Applebee's.
Yeah, big portions.
Yeah,
huge. Little expensive, but she's worth it.
Yeah. A lot of shit on the walls at Applebee's, ain't it?
Applebee's.
So yeah, what I guess, God damn it, I just.
You know what's weird about Valentine's Day? The single girls will go out with other single girls. Like, you'll see girl groups go out and hang out.
Yeah.
Like, they intrude on a couple's holiday. Dudes, don't do that shit. We got more respect.
I'm just a fucking, I never want to be out.
Yeah.
Every time, if I have a choice, I'm sitting at home and I can fucking just play some video games, watch a TV show, smoke a little bit of weed. That's just the ideal. I'm at that age now where I want to go to dinner. I want to go get some drinks, but it's very limited. It's not like I want to be hanging out. Midnight hits, that's crazy, doggy. I'm going to turn back into a pumpkin or whatever the story went. I need to get the fuck home and go to sleep. Simple as that. Let's do our plugs. Let's get them out of the way because we have a lot to talk about on today's show. Incredible show plan. This is Friday. I hope everyone's having a great week. I'm enjoying my family vacation in Puerto Rico right now. I'm hoping that everything's been going great. What do you got going on, Sydney? What you plugging right now?
Yeah, check me out on Instagram at Sydney Gann. I'm working on some sick jump kicks there. Also, check out Two Jack Bros, the podcast where we enlighten comedians. Pretty fun. And Stoner Dads, taking the world by storm. Still taking the world by storm. Check us out, Stoner Dads.
Love it. Temple.
I'm Dave Temple on all social media platforms where it really matters. Also, follow my podcast, No Need for Apologies, here on the Gas Digital Network. Follow us on social media platforms too, NNFA Podcast, everywhere. We're actually on TikTok now. We're doing pretty good. Come argue with us on TikTok.
Zachy.
Hey, if you're listening live this evening, I am in Saratoga Springs, New York. One show tonight, two shows tomorrow, and I'm bringing Chris Faga with me. Come hang out.
Go to lewisofskanks.com. Lots of live dates coming up. At this point, we probably added Detroit, Nashville, the EMAS Theater in EMAS, Pennsylvania. But right now, I know for sure, next month, Roar Comedy Club, March 3rd and 4th, Springfield, Massachusetts. Big fucking show. Me and Zach and Meek are coming out to Western Mass for the first time ever. So come out and grab those tickets for that show. Then March 9th or the 11th,
Yonkers Comedy Club, Yonkers, New York, the 16th through 18th. I'll be in San Diego, California at the American Comedy Company. St. Louis, first time I'm in St. Louis. Meet me in St. Louis, motherfuckers, at the Funny Bone, April 14th and 15th. And then Wise Guys in West Jordan, Utah, April 22nd, 21st, 22nd. Then I'll be in Houston, Lafayette, Louisiana. And then the Legion of Skanks are going out on tour. We have our own theater shows coming up. New England, Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, Boston, Massachusetts at the Wilbur and at Foxwoods Casino. Grab all those tickets at Lewis of Skanks. And more, constantly adding new dates, working on a brand new special right now that will be out sometime in late summer, maybe early fall. But lots of cool stuff happening, guys. So, yeah, simple as that. LewisofSkanks.com. Subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all the shows here on the network. And subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PureRattlesnake. And check out the Spit Roast. Spit Roast every other Monday night right now on Gas Digital, right after Legion of Skanks. The next one will be featuring Dave Temple versus Matt Broussard. Going to be a fucking killer, killer night. Very excited. All right.
We're good. Oh, I forgot one. Can I?
Please.
420, Magoobies, live Stoner Dads, come out.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it.
All right. Let's talk about some of this stuff. This is an interesting story. Thousands of women bathing in Japan's hot springs were secretly filmed over 30 years. What, I don't even know Japan had hot springs. What are Japan's hot springs? Are these natural, like hot tubs?
Yeah, it's where those monkeys hang out, right? There's macaws.
Macaque.
Macaques.
let's see. I'd love to see some of the hot springs. That sounds amazing to me. I love a spa day. This is like a natural spa day?
Yeah.
What are they heated with?
They're natural.
Yeah.
Earth?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Earth made them that way.
How hot? How hot are the hot springs in Japan? That looks amazing. There's snow?
That is weird to find that.
That would be fucking, well, I would love that.
That looks so like, fun. Look that, how blue that water is, too.
That looks like my favorite. Zach, do you like a steam sauna, that type thing?
Yeah, I do.
Zach, we got to just go one day, dog. Let's go Schwitz together like fucking kings.
Lewis just doesn't want anybody to try to fuck him for once.
Do you think, though, if you'd have discovered one like on your own in nature, you'd have had the balls to get in it? Not knowing what it was.
I think you got
to
test the depth.
Oh, I would definitely think that was some evil shit.
Yeah, yeah.
If you just came across hot, bubbling water.
In the middle of a snow, you're dude, trudging wild. Through the snow. Yeah.
Like, is there a witch out here? What is happening right now?
Good Lord.
Like, I mean, that looks amazing, but a part of it does kind of scare me also, where I'm like, are you guys sure?
Yeah, that cursed pool.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'll tell you right now, I love a hot tub. If you're choosing, do you guys like the Schwitz? You like the steam room sauna? I feel steam like that's room, not a yeah. very black person thing to do.
Nah, it used to be a punishment for them.
I've been trying it as I stay in nicer venues and nicer hotels. Those amenities that are there, I'll try them out. Mm. Yeah, I don't get all of it, but I'll try it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a temperature bitch, man. I need like lukewarm water. I can't fuck with it. Like hot water fucks me up.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it dries our skin out bad.
Yeah.
I do typically a cooler shower. I don't do a super hot shower, right? Because it dries my skin out. Mm. But dude, a fucking steam room. Dude, I can't wait to.
Yeah, we had the weirdest shit happen. So we just sold my mother-in-law's house, and she had a hot tub in the back. And the people that bought it was like, "You gotta get rid of that hot tub." Never heard of mean? Anything like that. They don't want the hot tub.
A lot of people don't want the maintenance. Mm. It's annoying. It's an annoying thing. Some people also do not like a hot tub.
See, but some people black are people like, don't maintain shit though. We just use it until it breaks and then we just forget about it.
Yeah. Bust it. Yeah. Put it over.
That's there. Probably why they don't want the hot tub, is because the busted ass hot tub.
They have a hot tub on top of another hot tub.
a smaller hot tub on top of it.
That one's busted.
You're using a hot tub as a table?
Our table. Yo, Sydney, bring the hot tub antenna out here.
Stage for graduation.
No, but my mother in law was white. She was a white take care of everything type. Mm. So it's like it's a pristine hot tub.
Beautiful. And they were just like, yeah, but that's it. If you're not into it, I'm not majorly into a hot tub. I got the inflatable one 2 winters ago, or I guess it was last winter, you know, a little over a year ago. I use it one winter. And by the time, like, there'd be like foam that would build up, and you have to constantly just check like the pH balance and the fucking acidity. And for me, who like with my form of ADD, it was just. I wouldn't do it. And then a week would go by, I'd be like, oh, fuck, I didn't do that. And then I'd go in and open it. It would kind of smell weird. Then I'd have to empty it out and then refill it.
it's just too much for, you know, 20 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
Not great.
I'd rather have an aquarium.
I'd rather, honestly, I probably would.
Yeah.
If I, look, I was talking about getting a pool. You know, those are things that, more than anything else, it's not even for me. It's for family, friends. Same thing with a hot tub. Like, you have a nice backyard, you have a hot tub, you have a pool, you have a nice barbecue area. If it was just me, I'm never grilling, ever. You know what I'm saying? But you have a nice big barbecue two or three times a year, and that's what really you're paying for.
Yeah.
It's those two or three times a year you have a nice big fucking, maybe you guys, not you guys.
Yeah.
No, no, exactly, man. Like, I had a house before, you know what I mean, the separation. Like, grill, deck, all of that shit. I could probably count on two hands how many times we actually invited people over, filled our
Temple
deck.
Tried to put the grill in his mouth. Thanks.
But, like, same deal, argue with her about, like, I remember taking trees out when I first moved in because I'm like, I know I'm not going to know how to maintain this shit. Fuck that.
Yeah, you see that sometimes. You see people move in, be like, there's a big, beautiful tree. And you're like, why would they cut down that beautiful tree? Yeah. And it's like, because I'm not raking those beautiful leaves fucking every week.
It's
such a, I have huge trees in my backyard. My backyard just fills with leaves. I'm not going to rake them. So now I have to pay somebody a couple hundred dollars a week to come and fucking clean up leaves.
Yeah. And I remember my neighbors were mad at me because I took trees in like the first, took trees out like the first 2 months of moving in. They're like, you're ready to die. And I'm like, yeah, I don't want that shit.
Yeah, hot tubs are to just basically make your poorer, dumber family think that you made it.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, nobody really likes them. Nobody uses them that much. The amount of, you could probably count on one hand the amount of times you use your mom's hot tub.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, like my kid, I mean, anytime my kids went up there, like they were in the hot tub. It was like a big event for them.
Yeah, the kids like it.
I just got in it one time just so she didn't have to keep asking me to get in it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's like, also weird to let like your grandkids get in a tub that you know you were doing nasty shit in.
Yeah. Well, that was the other problem. I started feeling very guilty because I would bang in my hot tub and then I'd watch my niece and my son swim around and then all this foam would build up. You're like, what is that foam even? Is
it me?
Is it their? Is it my? Is it his brother, future sister? What is happening even in that hot tub?
Yeah,
that's when you realize, like, wow, this is a weird place that I have where I do multiple things. Yeah. You know,
I got. I remember one time I was banging in the hot tub. We were banging in the backyard.
Was it me?
Not to brag.
And
was it me?
This the neighbor next door, I guess, could see us banging. We were just fucking just being raunchy, right? And he definitely saw, and he called the cops on us. Right. And I remember because there was a view to the road, like from the hot tub, like you could see like the main road. We saw a cop pull up, just go clink with a big giant flashlight, turn it on. We just went we're like this. And we're like, oh, shit. I was like, is it illegal for us to bang like where the neighbors can see?
Yeah.
Is that a crime for us to bang in my backyard?
What
in the
time
hot tub?
Was it?
Like 11, 12 at night. It was
then
the
they're nosy.
Night.
Fuck them.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. So yeah, Shannon, tell me now, is it illegal for me to have sex where my neighbors can see it in my backyard?
So this says if it's your property, you can have sex in your backyard. However, if it's in plain sight of neighbors or children, that's indecent exposure.
Is that in plain sight?
Yeah.
You gotta crane your neck a little bit.
I mean, granted, look, it's the winter. The leaves are gone off those trees. Right? To be honest with you, it's pretty much in plain sight.
Yeah.
But it's not like...
Yeah, but you guys were under the water.
We were,
they couldn't see anything.
Yeah, but she was a lot of like riding and fucking being out of the water. Maybe there was some standing up.
We used,
oh, were you having showgirl sex?
Who knows what was happening?
Splash it all
over. We used to watch our neighbors had an above ground pool next to us, and they used to fuck in it. And we were young. We didn't know anything about fucking. He was like a loud comer, right? But if she was always on top of him, then he would like come real loud. And we thought for sure that at the end of sex, every time she was squeezing him hard with her legs. And that's why he was screaming at the end of it. So we would watch him like, yo, she's going to squeeze him this time?
Yeah. Squeeze that motherfucker. Yeah.
There was a couple neighbors when I was kids that would, they would have sex in the window. They would leave the windows open. It was just fucking, I guess I'd turn them on, have children, watch them have sex.
Yeah?
Maybe.
Yeah, but that definitely affected you.
Oh, yeah. I do like to have public sex.
Yeah, that might be the reason why. Because you grew up with it and you fetishized it.
Yeah, hearing when you're playing in the round and you hear it coming out of the windows during the daytime, like, yeah, you're like, okay, I want to be that guy when I grow up.
Yeah. It ruled.
Wait, have you ever said on this show the sponges on the back of your mom's headboard?
Yeah, I think I said it on the show. Yeah, my mom, she had to tape sponges to the back of the headboard to keep the headboard from like...
She put a silencer on the headboard?
Yeah, silencer.
She had a bump on the
like
headboard.
I walked in on her and her boyfriend. They were like literally... Because it used to just bang, 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 bang. And I would just have to deal with that. But they dampened it with sponges.
Yeah, it's a weird feeling. My mom, like luckily,
the dishes were filthy.
It's paper plates, all paper plates.
All paper plates. Jerome's here.
That's a weird thing to actually be very accurate about, dude. Like, dishes sat in greasy water like all week long. It was so weird.
My mom didn't have a lot of sex when I was like a kid growing up. So my mom, she was a prostitute when I was like really young. I have memories of that. But my mom, once my dad died and she got clean, she stopped, you know, hooking. Or if she was still hooking at all, it was super on the down low. So we moved out of Paterson, New Jersey. She was a fucking junkie in Paterson, New Jersey. She was hooking. She was, you know, my dad was a pimp. Then he got murdered. We went to live with my aunt and my grandma. And she needed like a year to like get clean and like, you know, fucking figure out her life. So she got clean, moved with my aunt and my grandma as well. And then we moved out literally next door to them. And my mom at that point, when I say clean, she wasn't clean. She was on methadone,
yeah,
which is just, you know, synthetic legal heroin that they would give heroin addicts. So she was still like getting high every night on that. But my mom wasn't like dating a lot of guys. You know, whatever it was, like my mom did date a guy, this guy named Izzy. And I remember she was fucking him one night. And this is the only time I ever remember her like fucking a guy. And me and my sister, we wanted to like just spy on my mom, I guess. I don't remember exactly what it was.
I think that guy's fucking your mom. Is he?
Is he? Is he?
So,
dude, when you were saying like she didn't get fully, like, she didn't even fully clean, she still had herpes. Like, what the fuck?
No, she was a monster. Like, so, no, but we went outside and like my sister did actually. My sister, they were on the living room couch and my sister peeked through the window and my sister saw him fucking her. And my sister, I remember she fucking was so mad. She like smacked the window and started screaming and she ran next door to my aunt's house and started crying. And he fucking had a deal with not coming probably, which is so, you know, he still tried.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dude, he was furious.
Yeah.
Dude, she went over and complained to your grandma. I'm like, is he fucking my mom? And she's like, who? Why are you asking this question?
Yeah. It was.
He tried to get half his money back.
I ain't tipping.
So it was, yeah, it was fucking, that was the only time. And that was like a, you know, and I didn't even see it, but I wasn't like traumatized the same way my sister was. My sister guilted my mother into not like dating, which honestly was kind of fucked up because my mom could have maybe found somebody and fucking been happy and not been a fucking miserable old cunt.
Yeah. But yeah, that's the one thing I give my mom the credit on, that she didn't let, like, cause she would have been angrier if she wasn't. And it's not like, she wasn't like just fucking dudes. Like, this was like a in and out boyfriend that was coming around. For
yes,
a while.
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
It was wild though, watching as my mom got older and she tried to date like better men. But they were just too soft for her. You know what I mean? So she's just like, eh.
Hold on one second. I forgot to put more money in my fucking meter, and I think it's going out right now.
She moved up to like sweater vest motherfuckers.
She tried. It was brutal, man. It was brutal to watch these guys. They liked her, but they just didn't know how to handle her.
Dude, you
know
I heard my parents fuck once, and it was devastating.
Yeah.
Not because of them fucking, because of the aftermath. So I'm...
That was his finishing move.
Yes. The it's done okay. For the aftermath.
Hit her with the aftermath. She's covered in cum.
So I can date this because I remember it was the next day I bought South Park Bigger, Longer, Uncut at Suncoast Video. So okay. This is probably like 99, 2000.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the middle of the night, I heard my parents. I only heard the mattress. And I heard the like, and then it sped up.
Dun 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 dun.
Yeah.
Dun, dun,
dun, dun. Yeah.
From the window to the wall.
I'm chilling with my homies.
My dad gonna empty his balls. Oh, skeet skeet. I'm a mom. So I hear the dismount, and here's where it gets bad. I hear my dad get up, get a glass of water. My mom came. I'm 13 ish. My mom came in and checked to see if I was breathing like you would do an infant.
Right.
So freshly fucked.
Yeah.
Probably still with drippings. Walked in and put her hand, and I'm pretending, I'm like... And checked and felt under my nose.
Oh, no. Get your sex hands off of me.
Get your sex smelling your dad's dick.
You're doing cartoon snoring.
Yeah.
There's a feather going over my mouth. And then she just held my chest for a second.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Shook me to my soul.
God damn.
Dude,
I was able to get my mom back, I guess.
Oh, no.
I had sex in the car, and I pocket dialed my mom. Like, while fucking. Didn't know. And the crazy thing was, like, my mom called me the next morning to kind of chastise me about it. But the way she did it, I had no idea what the fuck she was talking about. Like, she's just like, hey, don't sleep with your phone in the bed. And I'm like, what? She's like, don't sleep. Do you know what happens when you sleep with your phone in the bed? And I think she saw some bullshit news article. And it's like, yeah, it's going to give radiation. And I'm like, no, I don't know what happens. And she's like, yeah, you roll over on it while you're having sex with girls and you call me.
Wow. Mm.
And I'm like, what? And then I look through the call log on my phone and yeah,
That's one of my biggest fears is like accidentally calling somebody at the wrong time. There were all these like, that used to happen all the time. Like pocket dialing, like now it very rarely happens because you need to like use a fingerprint or your face scan or whatever. But there was a lot like back in the day, like before... Back in the day when we first had cell phones, there wasn't even passwords.
Yeah.
It was just when it switched over.
You walked around with the fucking anxiety of your life, like just out there. Like, dude, I mean, what was the first phone to come up with a password lock? And somebody was like, we should have had that the whole time.
When it switched from flip phones to open face phones and everybody was pocket dialing, yeah. I always got the pocket dial. Because I was always the last person on people's phones.
Yeah.
So either the A or the Z will get it. So I used to get tons of pocket dials.
I have a fear all the time that I'm going to accidentally like pocket post like a dick pic to like Twitter. Right?
By the way, I'm so fat. Called it an open face phone.
Dude, when you're on Twitter, if I just simply hit like that's my tweet, right?
Yeah.
So I'm literally right now, I am one click, two clicks away from posting an image. Mm-hmm. Right? As simple as that. Cancel. Right. That's what Twitter's interface. I hit there, right? That's open. There's a picture there. There's one click. Tweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If your dick pic is next up in that lineup, it's very easy to accidentally tweet a picture. I think about it all the time.
Really?
Because it really gives me fear. And I cleaned out my phone recently. I don't have a lot of shit in there at all anymore.
Just the hits.
No, honestly, I in a moment, like just like me, like just being like in love and being just like a good dude, I was like, nah, you know what, dude? I can't have these fucking videos or images of other chicks on my phone. I'm dating this chick. And then I deleted them and then immediately I regretted it. I was like, what is wrong with me? One day I'm going to want those and I'm going to, I fucked up. God
did
damn it.
Did you go to recently deleted? You have 30 days.
No, I completely did the.
Out of the cloud? You took them out the cloud?
I took them fucking out, dog.
Holy shit.
Because I was like,
I don't even know how to do that.
Because I just felt also, I also kind of started feeling creepy, like jerking off to girls that I used to be with that are no longer like in my life like that.
Dude, I jerk off the girls you used to be with. What is the problem with that?
This but conversation like, is not going where I thought it was. Yeah. Just with the shirt and mustache combo, I thought you were about to pitch us a product that solves this problem.
Years ago, Lewis accident. Well, James, remember James tweeted the shirtless picture of you two in bed?
Oh, yeah.
And it was so incriminating. It was just an innocent father-son hanging out.
But it just looked like I was a pedophile.
But it just looked like you just saw a little arm reaching out from underneath Lewis's body.
With no shirt. And it was the picture was I don't want to say candid. It was like an accidental photo.
Yeah, it wasn't like James took the picture.
Yeah, the photo was James accidentally took a picture of like just like bodies. So you just saw like a little kid hand like on my chest.
Yeah,
it just looked weird.
Yeah.
And then he tweeted it out. And then I was like, what the fuck? And then I brought it to the show. It was hilarious.
Oh, no. Then you deleted it. And then I tweeted it. And then you called me. Because I saw it and saved it. I'm like, there's no way this is on purpose. So then I saved it. And then you've been a tweet like, hey, my son actually did that. And then I replied. I went, don't worry. I saved it. And you called me screaming. Delete that right now. What the fuck's wrong with you?
It looked so weird,
It was not good.
Yeah.
I was trying to find this app. I downloaded this app that's supposed to be like a secret storage thing so you can have pictures in it that can't be accessed.
Yeah, no, I've had it. It looks like a calculator.
Yeah,
And then you gotta type in a specific mathematical problem. That's the code.
Yeah. They also boobless. Do it. It's
Yeah, boobs.
It says audio equalizer for your phone, like the EQ. Okay,
yeah.
And when you set the bass and the treble and the whatever the third thing is, those three numbers are a password for secret photos and videos.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never used it.
No, like, why would you?
Yeah, dude, it's like I've never taken a dick pic. Like, I've never, like, just the other, dude, after I begged my lady for sex last night, I got it. Not to brag.
Hell yeah.
But we unified those genitals. And during, I was like, can I take a picture of this?
Hell yeah.
She was like, nah. And I was like, oh, it's okay. I'm
oh, she wouldn't
in.
Let you?
Nah.
Oh, dude, she's I love not, it. I love making pornos with my chick. That's the fucking best, yeah. dude.
I mean, I thought it was a pretty good shot, but, you know.
It fucking rules. I love it. Yeah. So, but that's my biggest fear is that I'm going to do that, realize as I'm taking off on an airplane that I accidentally tweeted a dick pic. And then they're not being Wi-Fi on the flight.
Yeah, then they're just 5 hours in the sky of knowing chaos.
I mean, just whatever's going on Earth right now.
The amount of buzzes your phone's going to make when you land.
Right. I like this rom-com that Lewis is pitching. Five-hour flight.
Yeah. Just airdrop it to everyone on the plane.
You want to play the entire time. Oh, no. There's got to be a way to get down.
Doggy, yeah. I mean, I would kick open the door and parachute out. It gives me so much anxiety thinking about that. That accidentally happening.
Yeah. I think the only thing you do is fake a heart attack so they have to land.
Yeah, what could you do? Because it's also too late anyway. Also, like, it's not like a dick pic is that big of a deal. It's more about like having like a picture of like my chick. Like you're never getting out of the doghouse on that one.
If there's leak, yeah, man.
You leak out a fucking.
Well, you guys
porn.
Shouldn't have been fucking in the doghouse. Those are weird fetishes. The neighbors can't see us in here.
Call me Fido.
All right, so let's see.
You lay on top like Snoopy.
What happened? We really ADD'd this story about the hot springs in Japan.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, we
what
did.
What
Holy
happened
shit.
There, Shannon?
Yeah, hot Japanese chicks too.
Yeah, so there was that
it's called guk soup.
So the Japan's police had busted. It was a voyeurism ring that had 16 men that they arrested, and these men were doing
real estate dudes.
But they were filming and then sharing explicit images and videos of the women bathing in the hot springs.
Question: are these hot springs open to just general public? Because can these men maybe say they were filming some hot springs and these bitches came and got in their shot?
It is open to the public, and no, because they're nude, and there were so many pictures and so many videos.
It's a public place. If you're nude in a public place, if you go to a topless beach, I think somebody should be able to photograph you.
This says, so I guess maybe.
Hot take. Hot take coming.
Doggy, am I crazy? If you are willing to show your naked body in public, I think the rules should apply. The same rules should apply. If I'm in a park, I should be able to take a picture. When people are taking videos in public, if you're walking down the street, I don't think you should be able to go, oh, yeah, don't take a video. We're sort of in a society now where that's happening. Like, you're if you're walking down the street, you're assuming that everyone's got cameras, everything's going out.
Not to mention there's probably 20 cameras on the fucking block.
Yeah,
for
exactly.
Sure.
And to be honest, in a weird way, that is one of the positive benefits of social media and everyone having camera phones. It does check most people in society.
Yeah.
Even me, myself, where I've been known to have public freakouts, you know, it's not even just being mature. Technology is out there now. I have more of a public profile. Yeah. I can't get caught on camera freaking out and kicking a window in an Uber.
Yeah, there's consequences.
Yeah, there's consequences out there. And I think that everyone in society goes like, oh, shit, we can know you. You know, even just like public shaming and like, no, I don't think you should try to cancel people for being rude to a waiter. I think
but
that's
stupid.
But
you know what this sounds like?
But it does happen, so it makes you kind of just second guess being a shithead to some waiter, right? Because you go like, yeah, dude, so I'm going to get, this guy's going to go put a TikTok out and fucking, now I've, you know, whatever. I don't think it's good, but I do think that there's the peripheral positive benefit of cameras, surveillance, all that. It just keeps people in check. You're less likely absolutely. To be murdered right now. Your kid's less likely to be molested today because, you know, you don't really have some fucking, if you want to fuck a kid, you got to have some balls.
Yeah, they're less likely to be molested, but more likely to be molested online. You know what I mean?
Yes, there's an easier path to being molested, but I think they're less likely to be molested. I feel like just back in the day, if you're a pedophile, dude, I mean, before cell phone cameras, you just go to the store. It's like, I'm in heaven. There's kids everywhere. What are they going to do?
I guess so. Kids just seem
like
so
taking a
dirty
baby from a candy store.
But this is also like, these sounds like hot chicks that are not taking responsibility for the consequences.
Yeah.
Because if they were fat pigs, they would not be upset about being like ugly people who are naked all the time and they don't care that people are filming.
Dave's like, look at all these pictures of fat pigs I got. Not a single complaint.
But seriously, if you see like a fat bitch just in the street, like, yeah, whatever, and everybody's got the camera out, she don't give a fuck. It's always like a hot chick that's like, could you please stop? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well, it's weird that you're getting naked in public hot springs.
Yeah.
If it's in public, the rule is...
Is it female only, Shannon? Because maybe that might be...
Yeah.
It doesn't say, and it also says that... in addition to violating laws against illicit photography and pornography, they're also suspected of violating child pornography laws. So there may have also been kids in the videos.
Naked kids.
Naked, yeah.
Where
naked
is
kids?
This place?
Who's swimming with naked kids?
I don't know if the kids were naked, but it's saying child pornography. It also said that they would get together and hold screening parties for the videos that they recorded. And that some of the men would hide in the mountains. They had like telescopic lenses on their cameras. It was like, it was a whole like planned.
Oh, isn't this thing. A Gangnam style video?
So I would say that it is probably legal. If they're under the assumption that it's women only.
Yeah.
And you're a man filming it. Yeah, they're probably, that I could see being a very big violation of your rights.
Here's where I stand. In public.
Here's where I stand. About 50 meters with a telescopic camera. Dude,
right? If my eyes can see it, my guys can see it. That's the rule.
Sick.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it. It rhymes.
Yep.
Very black of you. Happy Black History Month.
Thank you very much. Very Johnny Cochran of me. Oh, yeah.
If my eyes can see it, my guys can see it.
Word.
Hell yeah.
I rest my case. Yeah.
If it fits out the door, I'm taking it from the store.
I rest my cum.
Oh shit. So do we have they're obviously they're not showing us the pictures, right? But
no.
Can we see there's no images of people bathing in the hot springs at all, just like other images that people have, like legal ones?
Yeah, no, there's no pictures in this article at all.
I want to see pictures of the dudes taking pictures of the ladies. I want to
Is that the sound they make when they zoom?
Ew. A hot eggaroo. spicy soup.
Hot spring.
Terracotta red.
A very nice, woman. It's so much fun doing an Asian accent. And all of them.
Therapeutic.
All of them are fun. Yeah. And you know what's great, dude? I'm so happy. Like, the only reason, like, Biden being in office is like, they really did just take the foot off the gas. With like comedians, like remember, like you couldn't, like for a while they were like, stop Asian hate.
Yeah,
I'm glad we threw that horseshit out the window. Yeah. Like that was stopping a thing. Like we were like, let's get back onto the Asian hate. That was a dumb period of our
Anyone
life.
Anyone who's ever said stop Asian hate does not know the joy of putting a pan on your head.
Psychotic, dude.
And putting your hands together and making buck teeth. Yeah. Put a bowl on your head and go miso soli. Well, tell me how funny it is.
They tried to take away retard for a minute, right? I think retard's back in a big way. I think people are like, this is getting silly right now. We're going a little crazy.
Yeah, he's on Tucker Carlson next week.
when I realized it went too far is when I got afraid to make slander. The eyes, but I still would put my hand on my temples.
You just thought all Asian people were psychic.
Yeah, then it bled out where you couldn't sit Indian style anymore. Like,
crisscross applesauce.
It got a little bit crazy. It got a little hot in the kitchen, and I feel like right now, retard and Asian impressions are back, and they're okay right now. We're probably
kind of similar.
Yeah, we're probably retarded Asian just sounds normal, by the way.
Yeah.
We're moving back to a place probably where it's going to be an issue again, but I think for the next year or two we can do Asian impressions and say retard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Just can't do trans impressions, which is there a trans impression?
Aren't all trans impressions?
Hey. My name is Michelle.
Yeah. What a bad impression of a woman. This lady sucks.
It's like Fig's impression of Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
I live in a trash can.
This lady sucks.
Well, that's the other thing. If you're at this point, also, I think we are.
I don't think you can do
black voice.
Yeah,
you do black voice. That's fine. They tried. There was a minute there. They tried to get rid of it. They were like, "No, that's crazy. That's
they had a word for it."
Asian hate?
No. A black scent.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, they said that you can't take on a black scent.
Could you use a black scent if you were imitating like a black guy throwing a rock at an Asian guy?
I think you can do black scents. I think you can do,
gay scent. You ever say like the gay accent?
You can do that. I think you can do all this stuff. It's fine. Mm. The big no-nos are now the N-word. really, it's just the N
word. Wait, which word?
The N. You know the word. You know it. Look at each other. It's the first word. It's the first word that comes to mind. You know what we're saying.
Fucking Christ.
Dave, what is the first N word that comes to mind when you look at me?
Nice.
Thank you.
Neighbor.
What about you?
This nigga? No.
So this is an interesting story. Speaking of Black History Month, black middle school student forced to pick cotton with his nose during a school game. This is a controversial story, but I think that this family's blowing this out of proportion, in my opinion.
Wait, I don't think... With his nose?
Yeah, with his nose.
How do you pick cotton with your nose?
You got a huge nose. How much do you think you get up there?
Like he's stuffing... stuffing it like
hey, what are you trying to take that shit home?
Yeah. Yeah, how about you pick cotton with your big ass dick? Like, dude, that's wild. That is a wild.
No, Shannon, it was a game they were playing, right? And
yeah.
So give me some details about the game.
So there was a show that used to be on NBC called Minute to Win It, where you would do like a silly little challenge in a minute, and if you can complete it, then you get to move on to the next round. Or you win.
Why don't we do that here at Gas Digital? We do our own Minute to Win It games, but they're all racist.
I really thought that you were going to take this con thing specifically and bring it over to Skanks to do for Black History Month.
Why don't we do it now? We have two blacks. We have cotton.
Do we?
Dude, I am a
Minute to Win It champion.
Lewis can't play. Yeah, I'm more Native American.
And we need Vaseline.
We need Vaseline, Zach.
Uh-huh. We're all here.
So what the challenge was is that you put Vaseline on your nose and then they put cotton on the floor and you have to like touch your nose to the cotton, pick it up, transfer it to a bowl, and whoever gets the most cotton in the bowl
Do you
wins.
Flick it off your nose on the bowl or do you do that?
I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
They're not picking cotton. Yes. They're displacing
it's
cotton.
It's a Minute to Win It game. Yeah,
yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, they chose that wording for this article title on purpose.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they're trying to be provocative.
And they included a black kid in this.
Which is not fair by nose standards. Yeah. That kid had a clear advantage. Mm.
Yeah, he rolled his nose like he was doing a fingerprint. Fucking the entire time.
He was familiar with the motion.
Yeah. He's like, all right, I got this.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're saying it's racist, but well, I mean, why? But was there white kids playing it too? Was it just black people? Were they whipping them? Tell me what they did.
So it says that he is one of the only, if not the only, black kid in the class. Other people were playing the game, though, but he claims that when they were looking for volunteers to play this particular game, that everybody like looked at him. And then he
biggest
felt
nose.
He yeah, felt yeah, like yeah, his nose. His I'll show you him his nose he actually has a little bitty nose.
Oh, he's a that's not a little.
He doesn't have a big nose. So yeah,
it's a regular
so,
black nose.
Wait, now is this school or is this a party?
School.
He's at school.
Yeah, middle okay. school.
Yeah, this is just the. I mean, whatever. I
bet
don't
he lost.
Know.
I don't know if he won or not.
Nobody knows.
You know.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank YoKratom.com for being a longtime supporter of today's show. If you guys are over 21 years old and you're in the market for Kratom, get it directly at the best price possible from YoKratom.com.
Absolutely. Guys, stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations and just getting a little bit of Kratom at a time when you can get it delivered right to your door for just $60 a kilo. There is no better deal on the market for all your Kratom needs. And to be honest, they're the best sponsor in the world. They take care of everything we do here at Gas Digital, Skankfest, the whole shebang.
Support them. They support us. YoKratom.com. All right, let's get back into it.
Yeah, I think this just sounds like a cash-in.
Yeah, they're trying to get some attention, trying to cash in, trying to get somebody in trouble. It seems kind of stupid. I mean,
it's also, if you're that sensitive, don't send your kids to a white school, man. Like, don't put them in that situation to even be the minority if you're not built for that, you know?
Yeah. I mean, imagine if it was a black school, you know? It's fucking, you know, kid would be fucking probably murdered. Probably fucking, well, just being racist. He wouldn't graduate, probably drop out. Yeah. But who knows?
How many babies he had by now?
Yeah. No, because here's the thing. A lot of kids, I'm seeing so many black adults who grew up like this that they just seem to be off. They're not cool enough to talk to black people. They feel awkward. And they're just complaining all the time. I'm like, black people don't like me, and white people always tease me because I was only black too. And it's like, all right, well, stop sending them over there. Then let's just keep the blacks at this school and the whites at this school.
Dude, I agree
it's
with
not helping
you.
Anybody.
A lot of this complaining.
Oh no, around the table. So nobody's arguing here.
Dude, that shit is wild. Like people are trying to like black people that are trying to get into the black community, like do it by trying to like have the new woke insult. You know what I mean? Like, dude, they made me pick cotton with my nose. Oh, come on in here. We got you, dog.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. I ain't really like to go to that school. Yeah, you did. For 12 years. Those are your friends. Stop. Don't be that way.
And people just love to jump on a story, and they love to fucking, they love to flame people online now. It's like a new sport. It's a new activity. It's a part of being on the internet. Being on the internet is now not just simply passively observing. It is being a part of a social conversation, right? Yeah. And that is sort of like the fun of the internet, and they get to do this, and they get to be a story, and people get to have opinions on it, and they get to go back and forth, and it's sort of on both sides. That was the next.
Yeah, I guarantee you, we lost. Like, that's embarrassing. It's like he probably thought he had like a little bit of an advantage genetically.
Well, yeah, if they put them on a top shelf and they would jump.
Yeah, dude. You ever lose some black shit in front of people? You ever lose like a game of basketball to a white person before
all
you realize
time,
white
I'm
people
terrible
were good?
At basketball.
You ever lose your father?
Get my skills up playing with all the white dudes from Gas for the past year. It's been amazing.
You ever lose a game of dice to white people?
I think they invented that, didn't they?
We took it to another level, though.
Did we?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Crouching down doesn't count as a different level.
These lazy motherfuckers, they can't even stand up while playing dice. We should play dice. We should play fucking dice.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. I haven't played dice since I was a kid. We played it in front of ShopRite. We were just fucking against the wall.
Yeah, me and my
boys. We didn't have any money. We'd have a few dollars.
It was never my thing. I lost money in high school.
It's all luck, right? Completely 100% luck.
Yeah, I don't deal with the shit talking well from the other people. It makes me angry.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, fuck this game. I just don't like the way you're talking.
You got even numbers, motherfucker. All they can say is two things. Odd, bitch.
Yeah.
I never,
look at you going home with even parents. Soft ass bitch.
The idea of it just being all just luck. There's no choice or skill involved at all. And I know there's a certain amount of luck. Like I like playing blackjack in a casino, right? I'm going to Puerto Rico. I'm in Puerto Rico right now, right? And there's a casino there. I'm very excited to go play blackjack, sit down at the table. Even though I know it is for the most part luck, there still are some choices you make and you feel like you're in control of the game. It was the illusion of scratch-off tickets. When I was a kid, I would love getting scratch-off tickets for like Christmas or, you know, I had my mom, like, you know, I give her $2, she'd buy me a scratch-off ticket, right? And until I was, you know, probably not that old, but like in my late teens or early teens, when I found out that you can just scan them. You don't actually even have to scratch them off. There was nothing involved. There was no game involved. It was simply you're buying it and it's a winner or a fucking loser. Then it completely turned me off to it.
Yeah.
But I would play like bingo, do the scratch off bingo.
Yeah.
You were a black uncle when you were a kid. What the fuck, dude?
Gotta play a number.
Yeah.
Gotta play a number. Hold on.
You gotta play that number.
Yeah.
My whole
hit
family.
Hit my car today. Play the license plate.
My whole family would play the pick four, pick three, pick four. And it's, you know, whatever it is, man, it's just such a sad existence. Just watching.
It's poor mentality. We've talked about it. It's poor mentality.
Yeah, just like
we both came from the same kind of people. Not, hey, when my business does great or when I, you know, make my money, it was always when I was a kid. When I win the lottery, this is what we're going to do.
Oh, yeah.
When we win the lottery, it's a poor-ass mentality. Yeah. When God gifts me my money.
Yeah.
Or to say, people, you guys are from Philly, so when my lawsuit goes through.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
When I get my settlement,
dude, I got
all
settlement.
Of the poor people
I got
together.
Settlement money.
Yeah.
I got settlement money, and my mom hit the lottery.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Dude, I got $22,000. I got hit by a car. I got $22,000 when I was 18. My mom took me to sign for it, and I left with $17,000. Like, she got $5,000 off the sign-off.
What do you mean?
So she had them cut her a check for $5,000.
Otherwise, she wasn't signing?
No, it was just like...
She did some fucking Conor McGregor shit with your mom?
Yeah, we had to fight in the parking lot for it.
Yeah. Or that was just her. Why did your mom have to sign for it?
I think just 18. The way it was set up with the lawyers. And
I think your mom hustled you, doggy.
Yeah,
she did. I mean, I most of that money was given away to her. Like, yeah. I gave most of that money away to
that
her.
That happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, I know a dude that he got a haircut. It was bad. Like, he got bad ringworm, and it rotted out all of his hair
oh
and shit
God.
Like that. And he got money from the lawsuit, but his mom took it and bought a car, and he just had to deal with
Rodhead
for the rest of his life, dude. Like,
he looked like Last of Us mushroom head.
She didn't even buy him ointment for the fucking ringworm.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Put some sun on that. Let the sun hit it. Let the sun hit that.
Some serious character building. That
put
man
hot water on it. Dry it right out.
Yeah, that was it. Like, always, like, the fantasy of a lawsuit was like something that my family would talk about, like, damn, I just wish I could slip and fall somewhere. And like, yeah. they're too dumb to figure it out.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I didn't know anything about money. Like, when I got that money, I was just about to go to college.
18 years old, $22,000 would be the equivalent for now, what I would feel like getting $1 million. Just like $1 million cold hard cash.
You can't see 18, that.
If you, I don't know what your situation was growing up.
1998, that was, by the way, if you want to check the inflation rate and see how much.
Today, it's probably $40,000, $50,000, right? But even at the time, for an 18-year-old kid, dude, I remember the first time I saw a grand at like 18 years old, I was like, God damn, dude, $1,000? Four figures? Fuck out of here.
Remember what the 20s used to look like, too? Like, the money was different back then. Like, it was just like,
oh, my God, dude.
Yeah.
I took out $10,000 just to, like, hold it and cycle through it. Like, me and my homie went to the bank.
Yeah.
And I took out $10,000, and we just, like, took turns holding it, and we just put it right back in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty sick.
First time first time I ever held over 10,000 was when I was selling mushrooms. I would have the guy, I was like a middleman mushroom dealer, but mushrooms back in the early 2000s and hallucinogens in the New York area
were hard to get.
Really hard to get. Huh. Like, to find acid,
it was a big deal.
And when acid would come around, you'd be like, acid's around, buy it all, right? You'd be like, dude, I can get fucking 100 strips right now, or 100 hits of acid, they call it a sheet, or a 10 strip of acid, right? You'd go, you get all your friends, but guys, acid's around, some hippie guy's fucking in Nyack right now, he's selling it, go get it, and you guys would grab a bunch of acid. Same thing with mushrooms, but you get a whole ounce, because you're not going to be able to get it again. It would come around like seasonally, and there was like maybe a 3 to 4 month period where I had a massive mushroom connect. Like, mm-hmm. this guy had like just pounds and pounds and pounds of mushrooms, and I knew him pretty well. He would front me the mushrooms, and the people that I was selling the mushrooms to would front me the money. On both ends, I could get fronted. I didn't have to have anything up front. And there was at one point where it was just like a few quarter pounds of mushrooms were being like held, and I had like 11 grand in cash in 20s.
Yeah.
Dude, it was like, I mean, like Grand Theft Auto, like fucking,
yeah,
wow.
It was the craziest thing I had ever seen as a kid. Like, you just didn't see that type of money.
Yeah.
I felt like Tony fucking Montana. It was I genuinely nobody could touch me. It was so much money.
Yeah. Did you take pictures with it? Like, do you still have any pictures of you with money? Or
no,
like
I'm
that
not a black person.
But an N-word?
I stopped myself.
Yeah, that'd be pretty neighborly of you.
Nice. Man, when I first got the money out, the $10,000 just to hold and pay, like, I got it out in hundreds, not as big as you would think it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah. But like,
now you need the 20s.
Yeah, the 20s was the game.
Because 20 is a number that a 20 looks crisp. It's a nice bill. Anything less is pathetic.
Yeah.
Hundreds, it's just wild. You're breaking that down. It's 1/5 the size of it could be.
Yeah. Although, have you ever been to the strip club where they bring out the bricks of ones?
Yeah.
That is pretty impressive also. It's just like blocks and blocks of money.
Dude, the strip club, when I go to a strip club now, I'll get a couple $100 in ones. I just don't sit at a table being like, There is one point where I just start throwing big wads of cash at bitches.
Yeah.
But it's...
just to get it over, yeah.
It's not a lot of money. It's not like I'm spending the money at the strip club. I'm not going home with the ones.
Yeah.
So it's like at one point I got $120 left. I had already done the whole giving dollars, bitches. So I'm like, here, bitch, and I throw it up at her.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then all the bitches run over, and then you get a lap dance and you leave. But like, that's sort of like, it is fucking a fun, like, whatever the feeling of that is.
It's a Puerto Rican weatherman.
It is a fucking great...
It's going to rain today. Yeah. It's going to rain. Break out the tequila. It's going to rain.
It is such a spicky fucking thing to just make it rain. Dude, I've done it. I've done it a few times now.
But it's not so much to be a baller. It's literally, I got to go. And yes. I can't sit here and try to slow roll this game anymore. So you have a fun little moment, but it's fucking cool as
Do
shit.
Do you feel guilty when the ones that you were making work for kind of see you, like, give this one girl like 60?
Of course. Of course. But I've talked about this too. It's like, you can't fucking, do you go to a strip club? You can't tip an ugly stripper.
It's like going to the pound.
Yeah. You can't start petting a fucking ugly dog.
Dude, that's why I stopped going to a strip club. So my wife gets upset at me if I go to a strip club and I don't fucking break off an ugly stripper. She also will scoff at how much money I take with me. And I took $20 to a strip club one time.
Yeah, that's good for you.
Crazy.
Good for you. No, good for you, Sydney. You don't understand what the clubs are like in Philly. Your goal is to leave with all your money. Fuck those bitches, huh? I'll take a 200, maybe three, but like I'm not going crazy.
She's never been to a strip club.
There's one. I got one max ATM withdrawal in me if I go to a strip club.
Yeah, I'm never going twice.
That's it. And then I got
because they shut your card off and then you come to me.
Yeah, yeah.
I am not paying their ATM fee twice. Fuck
that's
that.
The reality is I'll pay the ATM fee twice, but there is a maximum you're allowed to take out in a day, which is usually $500 to $600. Actually, I said mine raised. Because I had to buy something recently. So you can get that risen.
Yeah.
But back
when we both got fucked that one time because you and I had both made real life purchases in a day.
Yeah.
And then went out.
Yeah. We went out and then I went to the ATM and I was like, oh, dude, on my max. And then I was fucking trying to get creepy with a fucking stripper in the back. And I was like, Zach, I need hundreds of dollars right now.
And I had spent like $1,000 on something that day. So I went to take money out. They shut off my card too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, these bitches will find a way though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They will find
a way. Dude, $20 is 20 tips.
Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah.
And it just, you know what I mean? Like, hey, I'm not your guy per se, but you're getting ready for that guy. You know what I mean?
I'm more of a pre-guy.
You got to warm up.
Yeah.
You're not going out there cold.
Yeah, you got to get your stretches in.
Yeah, you don't want to pull a hammy on that next guy.
Yeah.
Jerking me off is called pulling a hammy.
Yeah, strip clubs, look, I will say, I talk all the time about not enjoying like nightlife. I enjoy a strip club here and there. When I go on the road, like if I'm on the road, I can easily be convinced to go to a strip club. There's just something about being a comic, being on the road. And the same reason why I got my girlfriend 24 roses. She's going to hear this and it sounds like bullshit. But it's just because I'm a little old school. I'm a little traditional. I feel like, you know what? A comic should hit up a strip club when he's on the road. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's just
because it's the stories we've heard our peers tell.
Yeah, exactly.
You go to a strip, and it's not about getting off. It's not about being horny. It's just you go at the end of the night. You know, you fucking have some whiskey. You have a cigar. You see some fucking chicks dance and shake their ass a little bit. And that's that. There's something about that experience as like an old school comic who like I just grew up like I romanticizing the stories of like fucking David Tell and Patrice O'Neill and all these guys. There's something about that life that I fucking love. There's something about like literally when I get to a gig and it's not sold out and they put us in a shitty hotel. There's a weird part of me that's like, oh, this is what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, which is honestly most of the fucking gigs that I still get to this fucking day. It's not like a glamorous life. But you know, and don't get me wrong, yes, I would love to be doing theaters and only staying in 5-star hotels. I would choose that over the other life, but you do have to stop and smell the roses in those situations. Cause you're like, when I was a fucking kid, when I first started in comedy, dude, I would do guest spots. I would go on the road with Big J and I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm doing a 5-minute guest spot at every show this weekend. And I'd spend all my money just to be there on the road, just to fucking be there. And now to make fucking money doing it. You know, it's a pretty amazing thing. We're legitimately living our dream. Even on the shittier gigs are way fucking cooler than having to go and work a day job. That's just the truth. So.
Yeah, yeah. I'd rather lose money, but looking at the times that I have lost money on the road and looking at what it's led to, it's like, oh yeah, fuck that. If you gave me a chance to do that again, fuck yeah.
No, it's all, and those are always the fun stories. The funniest story is you fucking go on the road, you're making no money. You spend the little money you did make at a strip club. I have that. Everyone has that exact story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You go on the road, some shit gig, you're getting $200 for the weekend. You guys decide to go to a strip club. You say you're only going to spend $30. You spend everything. You borrow money from a buddy and you're in debt. That's a regular story. That happened to me in Montreal, dude. I mean, dude, I went up $50 sets. I was hosting at the Comedy Nest in Montreal. They were just $50 sets. It was 4 shows, $200 for the entire weekend. Went to a strip club on the last night. Everything just gone.
Yeah,
just borrowing money from everybody.
Yeah, I once slept in a chair in the hotel because the bed had bed bugs.
Oh yeah. Sucks.
Yeah, I didn't know you could. I didn't know you could ask for another room.
Oh yeah.
Well, in the beginning. Oh my God, dude! In the beginning, of like, you just took anything.
I didn't want to be a problem.
You don't want to be a problem. You want whatever the money is. You're like, yeah. This is why we need agents. Because comedy, the way it's built, is in the beginning you make nothing. Absolutely nothing. You're doing it for the love of it. So by the time we're getting peanuts, we're like, oh my God, peanuts. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So we'll just take peanuts and we'll continue to take peanuts until somebody that knows the way it works goes, do you have any idea how much money they're making at the door?
Right.
You're not taking peanuts anymore.
Do you have any amount of money?
Yeah. So then you get a fucking agent, and then they start working out like real deals.
I thought you said Asians.
No.
Well, hopefully.
Dude, you need the real money.
You need those retard Asians.
I get you gig at Hot Spring. Don't worry, they film.
They film your set.
You know, sleep with the bed bugs.
Yeah, but in the beginning, it was like whatever it was. I remember we do Shiprocked, right? It was so funny, like listening to Big J. And I what's kind of funny is like I watched Big J, like he's killing it right now. He's doing great. He started doing his first theater runs. Like, you know, it's amazing to fucking watch. But he went the traditional route. Dude, I watched Big J doing like $500-$600 weekends on the road where I was opening for him. And I was like, wow, $600. I remember thinking like, imagine.
I could pay my bills with that. You know what I mean?
Just that or not, that's my rent.
I could get back to fucking not broke.
I mean, it was like so much money. I was like, $600 to do comedy? That's wild, right?
Yeah.
And I watched him grow and I watched him get to a place where he's legitimately doing fucking great things right now. I mean, why did I bring up Big J? Damn it.
Because of doing Shiprocked. Like,
oh, right. So
day.
Shiprocked. Yeah, dude. I mean, in the beginning, I remember he was getting like a grand to do it for like the week. It was a grand. And he was like, oh, I want to bring my buddies. He was like, and I remember him pitching it on the phone. And I remember being happy with this. Big J is pitching it because he's got he had Wayne Rada was his manager, right? Remember Wayne Rada from CB's Comedy Club?
Yeah.
He was all of our managers. Shittiest manager in comedy, right? And, you know, so Jay's worked out $1,000 for himself to go for a week on a fucking boat, which is a miserable gig to begin with, right? But then he wants to get me and Dave to come. So he's on the phone with the people being like, he's like, hey, listen to me. He was like, can I bring these guys? They're great comics. He was like, listen, it's a quote. He was like, you don't have to pay them. He was like, in fact, he was like, they can share a room. It could be the worst room on the boat. It doesn't matter.
Jeez,
this is how
Christ.
He's pitching
Opening it up.
That is the And me and Dave are going, oh, please, we would just fucking love this gig.
We might get to sleep in the engine room.
Sure enough, they booked us on the gig and they put us in. And there is the very bottom of the boat. There's a jail. And then there's this other like extra room. And there's no window. There's not even a little porthole. Me and Dave shared this little like boat next to the jail or whatever they call it on the boat. And that was how we were appreciative of it.
Yeah. I remember once staying in a hotel in downtown LA that I booked myself. I didn't know that was like Skid Row where all the homeless people were. Right. So, and it's like me and Reggie Conquest, we're sharing a room that you have to, the bathroom is in the hallway and you have to share that with everybody else on the floor. You know what I mean? It was just like the early days of like not knowing to give yourself anything. Oh shit.
Dude,
disgusting.
So I one time stayed in one of those rooms that had the door that connects to the other room. And you know how you just open those to see if they will open? So I opened mine and then I opened the other one and it opened and there was a dude and is just sitting on a bed with a big ass trash bag of weed. And he was like taking it out and like putting it in baggies and shit.
Nice.
And it was like, fuck.
Yeah. That could have ended bad.
Yeah, it was pretty terrifying. It was in Atlanta too, so it was scary as fuck.
Fuck yeah. Atlanta might be the scariest black people in the world.
I think so. Even the not scary, like even the gay ones, they're the scariest gay people
Southern,
on Earth.
Southern black people, but not just Southern, like really hood Southern. Where
Houston's
you can't even,
got some too.
You can't understand them. Like where it's just like whatever their language is, they've got a whole other, it's like almost sounds Creole, like whatever they're talking.
Because I feel like there's no way I'm not going to offend you.
Yeah, and it's like they got like gold in their mouth and got like tattoos. And they're like real gangbangers. Mm-hmm. Southern gangbangers scare me way more than like LA, New York gangbangers.
Yeah.
Right? Like he's going to like goddamn, dude, like. There's just something about that backwoods shit. Like, nobody can hear you scream.
Yeah.
It's a fucking, it's a definitely not.
And I think you get introduced to it late. You know what I mean? Like, at least with the L.A. gangbangers and whatever New York depiction of, you saw it in movies.
Well, if you're interacting with them, it's already too late. It's like, it's like a baby bear. Like, if you see a baby cub, you're like, just so you know, it's too late. The mother's
right around.
And you're fucked.
Yeah.
Don't be like, oh, cute, a baby cub. You got to get the fuck out of there.
But I'm also talking about, like, being in your 30s and just coming across across like a dude from Houston. You know what I mean? Like, whoa.
That's extreme.
Fuck dude, that.
You just a black person like, from Houston. Like, this is a wild thing. Are you a unicorn? What are you?
Said, I've been on this planet for 30 years. I've never seen anything like this, dude. Holy
no, it's
shit.
The same with the ones from Buffalo. Because you're like, how'd you get here?
Yeah, yeah. But no, I do yeah. feel
how
that
many
way.
Bad decisions led to this?
Back row white people are like that too, though. In Ohio and shit like that, we're just like, holy shit. You know what I mean? Like,
anywhere where they stare at you for driving by, where things stop because a car went by.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They don't have any other interests. Like Southern gangbangers are only interested in gangbanging.
All they want to do is gangbang. They love their lives, dude.
Yeah. Like LA gangbangers, they might have a jump shot. You know what I mean? Like they
New
might
York
have
gangbangers have a dream. They're trying to buy crypto.
Yeah, dude.
They're trying to maybe get on Wall Street or something.
Yeah.
You know. All right, we got to run. This has been great. Love you guys. Support both these guys and everything that they do. We'll be back on Monday, a special roadcast. Me and the family in Puerto Rico. I'm bringing an MP3 recorder, and we're going to be doing this. I think it's going to be audio only, Shannon, to make it nice and easy on you guys. All right, we'll be back then. Peace.
That's all, folks.